Fellow Dominicans, today the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Business, Trade and Energy collaborates with Consumer International and the rest of the global consuming public to celebrate World Consumer Rights Day 2023 under the theme Empowering Consumers Through Clean Energy Transitions. Dominica has celebrated this day annually on the 5th of March since 2015, based on the simple premise that sustained sensitization warrants better decision-making. World Consumer Rights Day is about empowering consumers and providing them with the tools to navigate the rapidly changing consumer environment. World Consumer Rights Day is an opportunity to make representation for the rights of all consumers to be respected and protected. Fellow citizens, amidst the greatest cost of living crisis in a generation, and as the energy world drastically responds to supply and climate issues, we have a key role to play in delivering a just transition for consumers. Presently, most economies are facing a deepening energy crisis globally, which is having an untold impact on vulnerable consumers. With food price increases, consumers everywhere are radically changing their lifestyles to access essential needs. Consumer International, in its latest member insight survey, reported that over 80% of consumers are adjusting their budgets to pay the energy bills. In Dominica, we experienced surging energy prices in 2022, and the projections are that prices may increase throughout 2023. These increased product prices affect every aspect of our citizens' lives, from transportation costs to the price of basic food items for their families. We must, therefore, take action to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. Dominica has the natural resources to support this necessary transition. However, we must be ready to collaborate along the journey. Nationally, our government recognizes that energy services are key to unlocking the potential for more sustainable environmental, social, and economic development in Dominica. A national energy policy has been developed and is intended to address the needs of citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica, help combat increasing energy costs, and reduce Dominica's greenhouse gas emissions in line with the mantra, the Nature Isle of the Caribbean, and our efforts to become the first climate resilient nation in the world. The national energy policy represents the desire of the Dominican people to improve quality of life and living standards on the island for future generations as well as current inhabitants of our beautiful Nature Isle. This is part of our growth and social protection strategy, which was approved in 2021. Friends, our national energy policy is forward-thinking and establishes the framework for an energy transition which will deliver national development outcomes for the environment, society, and the economy of Dominica, and aligns with government's stated target of 100% renewable energy by 2030. The transition to a more affordable, resilient, and low-carbon energy system will require phasing out fossil fuels in power generation and transportation. Five policy objectives, therefore, seek to deliver these outcomes. One, increasing access to modern energy services that are safe, affordable, and reliable for all citizens. Two, provision of energy services for stimulating environmental, social, and economic development. Three, managing energy-related environmental, health, and safety impacts. Four, enhancing resilience in the electricity sector and existing and planned centralized infrastructure. And five, improving governance in the energy economy. Further, this government, in an effort to ensure that its energy policy can influence Domlec's internal policies, has purchased the majority shares in the company. Since then, the generation of hydroelectricity by our main electricity provider has expanded, increasing the hydro output of the company, and in so doing, reducing the dependence on fossil fuel for electricity generation. The government of Dominica also has embarked on a national street lighting project, which involved the installation of 4,851 solar street lights across the country at an estimated cost of $92.45 million East Caribbean dollars. This will, in part, reduce the burden on the government electricity budget and also reduce reliance on the electricity grid. Dominica's long-term goal is to explore and utilize renewable and alternative energy potential, and work continues on our geothermal development project in the Roseau Valley. We have recently completed the drilling of one additional production well, and last week started the drilling of an injection well in Loda. These activities are funded from funds from our government, with grants from the UK and SIDSDOC, and a concessional loan and technical support from the World Bank. The government has also conducted five procurements associated with the drilling of these wells, valued at over 31.5 million EC dollars. This includes civil works for access roads and well pads, for which a contract of 9 million EC dollars was awarded to a local company in May of 2021. Dominica, it is clear, is on track with the global thrust towards clean energy transition and has invested the necessary finances in this venture. Fellow citizens, the energy crisis is dramatically shifting the energy world. More governments are pledging to turn the crisis into a historic moment towards clean and secure energy systems. During World Consumer Rights Day 2023 and beyond, our work will see consumers recognized as core marketplace actors and not merely passive bystanders in the energy transition. To this end, we will bring consumers into high-level discussions, ensuring policies centered on consumers' needs and good business practices to promote incentives for vulnerable consumers and the provision of reliable information to guide decision making. I invite us to be part of this transition towards clean energy. This is the future. Thank you.